Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into another edition of Two Dads and a Dude, formerly known as, the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as one of the dads. This one is one of the dads next to me, a future dad, the one and only Faj, Jacob.
I flicked Derek's earlobe before we went live.
Yeah, now I'm all thrown off. This guy's the MVP. It's Sean DePaz. He's good at everything. It's annoying.
Hey, it's what I do.
Welcoming, guys.
I'm not good at everything. I'm not good at being bad at stuff.
Yeah, but you're good at being a fan because you have a very realistic opinion as a Red Sox fan on losing.
Former Red Sox fan. Reformed.
Former Red Sox fan. The Red Sox did, in fact, lose their number one priority, according to them. Xander Bogaerts is the newest San Diego Padre, which we are not happy about because now that son of a bitch is in this division.
We're still good.
I'm kind of happy about it, though.
Why are you happy about it?
Because the San Diego Padres are just terrible at giving out contracts.
Where do they get this money from, Jacob?
Just doesn't matter if they're terrible at giving out contracts when they win the next four World Series.
Will they, though?
No, probably not.
They probably won't win one.
All I'm saying is they've got better, and I'm not sure you could say that about the Dodgers so far.
Where do they get this money from?
But did the Dodgers need to get better? Dodgers could roll out of bed. Just this morning I was doing some stuff with the All City guys over at in San Diego. Jesse was like, yeah, the Dodgers, they just roll out of bed. They give Drew Smiley $15 million a year, and he'll just, be a Cy Young.
They have one ring to show for it. So
that's also
true. And the Padres have zero.
Also true. But now they got better.
This show is a championship caliber show. It's also brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Of course, we are talking about an 11-year, $280 million deal. 11-year, $280 million. But why, Jacob?
But why?
I don't know.
But why? He's 30 years old.
41-year-old Xander Bogaerts? That doesn't sound exciting to you?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
11 years of a 30-year-old.
Here's my thing is, it's very reminiscent of, we didn't get the thing we want. It's like Black Friday shopping. Like, they sold out of the 65-inch Hisense TV, right? But you still bought a blender that you didn't need that wasn't even on sale. That's what this feels like.
There is no way in hell the San Diego Padres organization is profitable at this point.
Charles Woodall Pike says the Padres must have an underground vault of pure diamonds buried under the ruins of Qualcomm. Yes, I'm convinced.
There's no way they're profitable. There's no way they're profitable.
I don't think they're trying to be.
Look, that's not the only...
Most teams aren't.
That's not the only conspiracy theory we're going to discuss on the show, but it might be the best one. Yeah. I just don't understand. What does this mean for the two guys that they are paying currently a Brinks truckload of money to? What does this mean for Fernando Tatis Jr., who's their current shortstop? And, again, even if you wanted to move Bogaerts, are you moving him to third?
Means that they don't trust Fernando Tatis to not do peds.
Or dumb shit, like
ride a motorcycle.
Yeah. It kind of seems like he might have spoiled his relationship with that franchise a little bit, which I feel like is not something you see happen to this extent in baseball as much as you do other sports.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of getting the feeling that they're kind of just like, I'm over this guy. They were ready to make him like the face of the franchise, and then he hurt himself doing something he shouldn't have been doing, and then he got suspended for PEDs.
You know who isn't over Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Who?
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Fair. Definitely not.
I'm not over Fernando Tatis Jr. either. That motherfucker's a sex symbol.
He's a very attractive man. Yes. Here's the thing. He also
he looks great in pants.
He also could have been a huge addition to this team that made it fairly far in the playoffs, right?
Very
like
true.
I couldn't imagine not being salty after being a Padre and after we lost, thinking about how that man should have been a part of this. You know what I mean? But also what's very funny is the Padres will pay $63 million combined next season to their three shortstops.
Three shortstops.
This is why it makes what the Diamondbacks are doing or not doing, I guess, so much more impressive. Because being in the same division as the Dodgers drives people fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, this is clearly what this is. It's just we have to be better than the Dodgers.
Yes. Well, is it the AL East? I imagine it's been like this at times, right?
The team that it is changes, but it is a lot of it's not right now. It's we got to be better than the Yankees, but like,
but then you still have the Rays upsetting the apple cart by doing it cheap and showing everybody that they can still win the division.
Can we throw shade?
We can throw shade. You want to throw some shade?
I just feel like this is a segment worthy of throwing shade.
Well, I don't really have anybody to throw shade at.
I mean, we could just like,
can we just throw shade on everything that's involved in this entire process?
Yeah, I think we can. Do we have it?
We've got it. I just was trying to buy her some time to find the music.
Let's throw some shade. Why not? Jesse's going to be so mad he's not here for this.
Metal.
What are you doing, San Diego Padres? What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? Okay. What's the game plan here?
This is not about the San Diego Padres for me at this point.
Okay.
I am throwing shade on the one and only Arizona Diamondbacks because of this
shit. Wow. Why?
What the fuck are you doing involving yourself in a process that ended in a $280 million contract?
Driving the price up.
What the fuck?
They're doing that. That was a massive W. They got a division rival to spend.
That is not shade
money.
To be throwing. I don't agree with that shade.
I don't either. And also, they didn't spend the money. How are you getting mad at them for not doing something?
They were serious contenders, according to multiple sources.
Sure. Until they probably saw what the Padres offered.
What were they offering?
11 years, 280 million.
Well, obviously, that's what he said. What were they offering?
I don't know.
You don't have that kind of money. You are poor.
Whoa, poverty franchise, I'll take poor. Come on, that's a bit much. He's right, though. What were you doing?
All I'm saying
why
is,
were you even in Tiffany's? You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You wanted to go in and check stuff out and pretend like you could afford that, but you couldn't afford that.
All I'm saying.
Oh, fuck you, Toe Tree. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
All I'm saying is the Red Sox offered him, 6 years, $160 million? I'm guessing that is more the ballpark that the Arizona Diamondbacks were in.
Okay, you don't even have that much money.
I'm just saying it's a lot better than what the Padres did. It's not.
If you're throwing that money at anybody other than Zach Gallen at this moment in time,
Who do you want to throw shade at the Red Sox for letting him go, considering he was their quote unquote number one priority?
I want to throw shade at the Boston Red Sox because Mookie Betts should still be a Boston Red Sox. Stop fucking this up. Stop following. What are we doing? What are we doing? You're supposed to be one of those, franchises. They're bigger than the Padres, bigger than the Diamondbacks. You're supposed to be one of those franchises. And you keep fucking this shit up because you don't want to spend money, but you got all this money for a fucking soccer team? What are we doing? You got Fenway Racing? Go fuck yourself. Pay for your baseball team. That's all they care about over there is the baseball team. Go fuck yourself. I'm so annoyed with it. That being said, I'm glad they didn't spend this kind of money on Xander Bogaerts. That shit would have been ridiculous.
It's a shit ton of money, but he's not the only one that's mad. Let's take a look at some of these tweets that we have because there are some mad Red Sox fans. You know people are mad when they're just dropping Reds when it's just stuff like this. I mean, what do we got? Thanks for everything, Xander Bogaerts. The Red Sox owners can fuck off.
Thank you,
courtesy
Bill
of Bill Simmons.
He's right on.
He's not worth that much money. I love you, Xander. I do. I think you're a great player. You're not worth that much money.
But hold on. We're not throwing shade at Xander Bogaerts because he got fucking paid,
young man.
And it doesn't matter who.
No, sure, he got paid. He's not worth it.
I mean, if someone's going to pay me $300 million, I'm out of here right now.
You're not getting paid $300 million.
We keep doing this. I don't know if you're joking or not.
The only franchise you could have made the argument that he was worth that much money to was the Boston Red Sox because he has added value beyond what he does on the field.
It's similar to Aaron Judge, right?
Yes. Where you got to pay everything.
It's like it's more valuable to that franchise technically than it should be to another franchise.
He doesn't even fit the Diamondbacks timeline. That was another issue.
Well, if you get him for 11 years, he's going to fit some timeline
in the slightest.
No. See, you're throwing shade at the Diamondbacks being just just instigators
I'm just so not even doing anything.
He
didn't even do anything.
Let me get on my soapbox here for a second. I'm just so effing tired of this organization just being like, oh, wait, we actually did things the right way and we have this plethora of prospects.
Yeah.
No, we're going to go spend all of this money on something we don't need and that doesn't fit
but
anything
they
that we're doing.
They didn't spend that money, though. They didn't spend
they wanted to.
But
they wanted to. He's saying
no,
they were in the discussion.
No way they want,
it's the principle.
No
you
way
are not linked with this organization.
There is no way that they were going to spend the kind of money that the Padres just did on this man.
I just want to believe that they were a double agent working against the Padres. Yes. I don't care if that's reality. I just want to believe that. But if you really want to get mad, do you want to revisit the Goldschmidt trade for a second? I'm just saying here, you want to be mad at the organization. I have a question. Is it worse to
sure because he didn't get paid that much?
No. Is it worse to lose a guy like they did, like Xander Bogaerts walking away to another team that's going to pay him more? Or is it worse for them to actively trade him away to try to get something for him, knowing that they're not even in the race, knowing that no matter what, if he hits free agency, they are not going to pay him the amount of money that other teams are going to pay him? What is worse?
It's letting your franchise guy walk.
Yeah, that is letting guys walk.
We're on the same page there. I'm just saying I'm tired of the habitual decisions to be something that this organization is not.
They didn't make the decision, though. Right. I will say, like, yeah, as far as the Red Sox are concerned with Xander Bogaerts, like, that is definitely worse. It's tough for them because they truly believe that they could re-sign him in the offseason, so you can't trade a guy like that. It's not like the Paul Goldschmidt situation where they knew he probably wasn't going to re-sign. Like, they really thought that X was going to be coming back. So you can't – it's a lot tougher to trade that guy in that situation. But it is definitely worse. You have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, you have nothing to show.
Well, especially now that none of those pieces panned out.
Well, it shows you just failed at keeping him, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing, too, is trading him away. You kind of knew – You admitted ahead of time we're not going to be in the running.
But they failed with the Mookie Betts trade.
I'd like to respond to I am the Larry here. Yeah. He says the Zips projected the D-backs to win 84 games next year. Bogaerts would have been a four or five upgrade at shortstop. I understand that, but I am at the point in my fandom where I am okay waiting for their pieces they have to come up. I do not want to overpay for a guy that's going to be good for 3 years, not fit the timeline. And then all of a sudden, you take a step back because you were just impatient in the process.
Here's the thing, though. What he says is absolutely the truth.
The Dodgers look vulnerable
for the first time in like a decade, right? This is a good year to go for the division, and that's not just the D-backs. I feel that's the reason why the Padres are doing everything they can to grab anybody they can that they can bring in, and the Giants, too. Right, absolutely. Yeah. It's seeing that they finally are losing. The Dodgers are finally losing more than they're gaining.
Sure.
And that goes for the Rule 5 draft, which we will bring in White Hot Jesse from San Diego to talk a little bit more about that. No, he doesn't know the buzzsaw that he's about to walk in.
White Hot Thunderstick.
But of course, failing to bring in your number one priority, the Boston Red Sox gets our OG's performance to forget. That's right. We're giving it to the entire franchise for, honestly, this could go to the San Diego Padres for paying so much money as well. But
the Red Sox are starting a decade to forget.
Yeah, the Red Sox are not in a good position right now, let me tell you. But
we got Kenley Jensen.
They did get Kenley Jensen. And who else did you get? The Japanese pitcher, right?
Ishida, right?
Yeah, right there.
He's a hitter.
He's a hitter.
Yeah. What was the stupid figure that I gave you the other day?
It was like 40 strikeouts.
Yeah, 40
like
strikeouts and 506 plate appearances.
It was something ridiculous. This motherfucker's gonna be Ichiro. Like, turn me up for it. Doesn't matter though, because we don't have a shortstop now. So
that's right.
They don't have a shortstop. I'm a D-backs.
It's tough.
Masataka Yoshida.
Right. Did you say you're a D-backs fan, Sean?
He is.
Well, when the Red Sox keep doing dumb shit like this, it's kind of hard to be root for that franchise. They keep pissing me off. They did give me 3 rings in my lifetime, but they keep pissing me off.
If there was any show that needed OGs, it's this one right now.
Yeah.
And of course, make sure to grab yourself some. We're not necessarily above that either, but we need some indicas to bring this.
I'm good now. I got it all out.
I need the sleepy time stuff to forget this absolute poverty franchise that is the Boston Red Sox right now.
Yeah, well, it'll help you. It'll help you. We told you, help you forget games. It'll help you forget nights like last night between the Coyotes and the Suns. Sheesh.
What happened in that ASU basketball game, though?
That was
9-1.
Don't want to forget that
9-1. Let's go. Also, You can find OGs for yourself for any occasion at your local dispensary. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. And also make sure that you give the gift of beer this holiday season from our friends at Four Peaks Brewing Company. They still have some of their holiday December Advent
the
calendar boxes
today
left.
Was wild.
What was Harry the beer today?
It was called Sirius Black.
Nice, nice.
And it was like a bourbon barrel.
It was bourbon aged beer.
It was so good.
Love a good bourbon aged beer. Well, see, you could get down on that. And again, as Sean pointed out yesterday, now you're 8 days behind. And that just means that you have eight beers to drink when you immediately crack into the pack. Go get it right now. $55. Enjoy specialty beers, tall boys, bourbon aged stouts, and more. Purchase at their A Street Pub in Tempe. And also, if you don't go down there, still get their Four Peaks beer wherever you get your local beer. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. We had our first Rule 5 draft in 2 years. Because obviously everything that's happened, they put it off. But we have some information coming to us from our Rule 5 draft specialist. I know how to say words, I promise. But of course, joining us from San Diego, just in time to see me have a hard time talking, it's the one and only white hot Jesse Friedman.
Can I say he looks like a stud today?
Oh man, he's
a
looking
white hot stud.
Yeah, white hot.
We lost the blazer because there is nobody here at the winter meetings anymore. I swear. We've still got like the nice signage. Maybe I can, you know, you can kind of see around.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And there'll be winter meetings. Yeah. So the signage is still here, but there are zero people essentially. so I didn't feel the need to up the wardrobe quite as much today. But yeah, we've got a nice little sport coat. So we're making it work.
I think everybody's too embarrassed for the San Diego Padres that they were like, yeah, we can't do this anymore. Yeah. That's too much money.
What's more crowded, the winter meetings or the shortstop position in San Diego?
Yeah, I mean, so Ha-Seong Kim probably going to move to second base, right? I think Xander Bogaerts is probably going to play shortstop. And I think Fernando Tatis is probably going to be an outfielder. That's kind of how I have things lined up in my head. The Padres have experimented with Tatis a little bit in the outfield in the past, and he's incredibly athletic, and I think he'll probably be fine out there. So, positionally, I think it does kind of work for the Padres. But as you guys have been discussing, 11 years, $280 million. That's a good $100 million north of what most people were expecting. Oof, so,
man,
it's an insane, insane market right now for shortstops around the game.
Do the Padres have a first baseman?
Yeah. Jake Cronenworth.
Yeah, Jake Cronenworth is first base. Yeah.
What does this do for the market, Jesse? Speaking of which, like, does this kind of make the remaining free agents out there just start to salivate at the potential contracts that, like, teams that still have money left to burn are willing to pay out?
I mean, Dansby Swanson is probably the happiest man on earth right now.
Yeah, right, I mean, for sure.
He's not, if Bogaerts gets 280, then, you know, Swanson, who's younger, isn't going to get like 150 or something, right? Like, at this point, you're probably looking at $200 million. For a guy who, frankly, I mean, as much as Diamondbacks fans are disheartened about the player that Dansby Swanson has become, he wasn't actually that great for his first few years in the big leagues. He didn't seem like a well above average shortstop. He seemed like kind of a league average sort of a guy. But because of how good he was in his walk year, he's probably going to run his way into a $200 million contract, which still pales in comparison to what crazy. The Padres just gave Xander Bogaerts. But yeah, I mean, the market is just insane right now. It's way higher than really what anyone anticipated.
Does anybody remember Shelby Miller?
Oh, of course we remember fucking Shelby Miller, Jacob. Jacob's been very negative today, Jesse.
I've been very
salty.
He was
on a whole thing about Xander Bogaerts and the Diamondbacks even being in on it, so I want to get your feelings on this. He feels like if Xander Bogaerts got this much money from the Padres, what the hell were the D-backs even doing talking to him?
Well, I mean, they're driving up the price, right?
That's what we said.
Yeah, baby.
You just know that the Diamondbacks are right there at, you know, 10 years, 250. They weren't quite willing to go any higher.
And Jacob's
so the
Padres
were like, all right, we're going to go 11, 280 and finish it. No, I don't believe any of that. I don't think the Arizona Diamondbacks, frankly, were ever a serious suitor for Xander Bogaerts. I think that if Bogaerts had been willing to take, you know, maybe 6 years, $120 million or something like that. You know, if the market didn't play out the way that maybe Scott Boras and Bogarts anticipated, I think the Diamondbacks would have tried to be opportunistic and swoop in there and maybe make a move. The other thing I could have seen is you know, a deal similar to what Carlos Correa did with the Twins. You know, if the market isn't really panning out, maybe you take a short term, like high average annual value sort of a deal, and try to like reestablish your value. I could maybe have seen the Diamondbacks doing something like that. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I'd be somewhat surprised if the Diamondbacks offered even half of what the San Diego Padres ultimately gave Xander Bogaerts. I don't think they were seriously in the conversation here.
All this talk about San Diego, by the way, in the chat shirts. Is infuriating me because that's going to be such a good t-shirt.
Yeah,
print
the
shirt. Is such a good t-shirt.
Oh,
it's
no,
such
no, we got San Diego.
Yeah, oh, I hate it. I hate it.
That is good.
But I just Jacob keeps getting pumped with the logic about like they weren't that close to the deal and they weren't that serious contenders and Jacob's still upset.
Yeah,
that the D-backs were even mentioned in the same sentence as Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah. He's mad.
I mean, I don't have a problem with them checking in, right? And I think it was almost inevitable that the Diamondbacks were going to do that. I mean, Mike Hazen was the Boston Red Sox farm director as Xander Bogaerts was getting close to the majors. There's a lot of connections there. So it almost feels like anytime there's a big name, you know, free agent from the Boston Red Sox that has ties to Mike Hazen and Amiel Sade and some of the other front office people, of course the Diamondbacks are going to go in and check in on you know what the market is like. But yeah, I mean, just because there was a report that they were one of the suitors, I think it might have been slightly oversold how serious the Arizona Diamondbacks were given how much money Xander Bogaerts wound up actually getting in the end.
All right, shifting gears a bit. Rule 5 draft happened last night. The Arizona Diamondbacks were in danger of losing one of their top prospects, and instead they lose nobody in the Rule 5 draft. They come out unscathed. What are your thoughts on that? And honestly, on the Rule 5 draft in general, only 15 players were selected. Most teams either had a full roster or passed. And a lot of players were taken from both the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, I mentioned this in my 60-second recap from last night just briefly. But basically what happened is the Arizona Diamondbacks were told, they had heard a rumor internally, I don't believe it was out in the public, but they had heard a rumor internally that Dominic Canzone was going to be selected first overall in the Rule 5 draft. And so they went in there yesterday, they walked into that room sort of expecting that Dominic Canzone would be taken first overall. And then not only was he not taken first overall, but he wasn't taken at all, right? The Diamondbacks still come away with Dominic Canzone in the minor league system when all is said and done. But yeah, being in that room yesterday as the Rule 5 draft was happening, it was honestly just like a great baseball moment. You know, you've just got this room utterly packed with people. I mean, this room was absolutely packed to the brim with people in a situation where, let's face it, like guys taken in the Rule 5 draft don't necessarily pan out in the big leagues, right? Like they're usually like 4A sort of players where you never really know what you're going to get. But at the winter meetings, like everyone is a baseball nut. And so we're going to pack that room, you know, to the brim and basically force the fire marshal to start kicking people out, which I heard apparently happened yesterday, just because, you know, everyone's a baseball nut around here. And even events like the Rule 5 draft, you know, have a significant sway with the baseball community. So it was a fun thing to be a part of.
I was looking back on the D-backs history with the Rule 5 draft, and there was only one name that really stood out to me in all these years of them acquiring Rule 5 draft picks. And it was Joe Patterson back in 2010. Joe Patterson had a really, really good year for them during that run in 2011. He appeared in 62 games, had a 2.91 ERA.
Stud.
And an ERA plus of 137. And then he absolutely fell off the map the next year.
Not
he
a stud.
Pitched 11 games the next year and his baseball career was over. But yeah, it's interesting to look back historically. Like you said, we tend to think that the guys we're losing or the guys we're gaining might have this impact. And so far in the Diamondbacks history, at least, it doesn't really appear like there has been much of that.
Yeah, the other name that comes to mind is actually not from the major league phase of the Rule 5 draft, but the minor league phase. That's where the Arizona Diamondbacks got Tyler Gilbert from. I believe they selected him from the Los Angeles Dodgers minor league system. Yeah, The minor league phase, is the D-backs did actually make a couple of moves in the minor league phase yesterday. I don't remember the names off the top of my head. The minor league phase doesn't tend to necessarily make a huge impact at the end of the day, but we have seen it work in the past, and Tyler Gilbert is certainly an example of that as a guy who's still in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization today.
So I guess moving forward, Jesse, not only are you coming back to us, I imagine you're coming back to us. I don't know for sure if that's happening.
Oh, he's not allowed.
Okay, well,
yeah, so we'll think about it.
We'll discuss that off air, but
hopefully Jacob hasn't broken your chair.
He keeps doing this, Jesse, and I don't like it. I don't like this because Jesse's
not allowed back.
Oh, no, he can take your seat.
No. Oh, wow. There's even dissension.
It'll go from two dads and a dude to two dudes and a dad.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm okay with that. That works. It does work. Two dudes and a dad discuss D-backs.
I guess my rant today got me kicked off.
You got to be careful around here is all I'm saying. But, of course, Jesse, do you think that the Diamondbacks, I know Mike Kazin talked about having a couple of a bullet still in their gun. Do you think we still see a deal kind of happen here? Maybe not free agency. Do you still think a trade is going to go down?
Yeah, it sounds like the majority of the D-backs conversations here at the winter meetings were regarding the trade market, not free agency. Okay. And Mike Hazen did say he was asked, you know, do you feel you move the ball past the 50-yard line in some of these trade conversations? And he said, yes, like we have a good idea of like the specific players that are on the table and, you know, what we feel we might have to make a decision on. I think those were his exact words. So It doesn't necessarily sound like the Diamondbacks are sold on any offer that is on the table right now. It kind of sounds like they have a pretty good idea of where the offers sit, but I don't know if they're at a point where they're getting close to accepting any of those. I think there's probably still some more movement that needs to happen on that front. We haven't really seen any trades across all of baseball. I think there was a deal for a Tigers reliever yesterday, but outside of that, it's been all free agent signings here at the winter meetings. And Mike Hazen isn't surprised by that. He said that, you know, you kind of need the free agent market to play out before teams will really look to the trade market more aggressively. So, I still think it's, you know, I would still say it's probably likely that the Diamondbacks move one of the outfielders. I am sure that, you know, these trade discussions that Hazen is talking about, I'm quite sure they have something to do with that group of young outfielders. But doesn't sound like anything's close at this point. So we might be waiting here for a while for any movement on that front.
You know what Mike Hazen did say? He did say Jesse was the best-dressed media member this week.
Impossible.
He did say Jesse was the best-dressed media member.
With Bob Nightingale walking around that place, there's no way.
Well, it wasn't. So to clarify, this wasn't like, you know, he wasn't comparing me with every single media member at the winter meetings. I mean, that's like thousands of people. This was as we were walking into the GM suite, and you know, it's me and Steve Gilbert and Nick Pecoro and Jack Summers and Zach Buchanan. But out of the five, I did receive the compliment of being the best dressed, which I still take very seriously. I mean, this is Mike Hazen we're talking about. He's a classy guy. He was sporting he had like kind of like a powder blue blazer yesterday.
Oh, I've seen that one. That one's pretty elite.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of messing around with him about it afterwards because I don't think I've ever seen Mike Hazen wear a blazer that isn't that one. Like, I'm pretty sure that's like the only one that he owns.
Yeah, it's a nice one though.
He was like, It is nice. But he acknowledged like, anytime I'm out and like need to wear a blazer, this is pretty much.
Hold on. Weren't you in a dark blue blazer all fucking week long? I mean, this feels like somebody in a glass house throwing stones a little bit.
I will say, Jesse, you're a better person than I am, because if I would have just told everyone that he was talking about me amongst every media member, they're like, it was just five of us.
That's fair.
But I wouldn't take the credit.
Hey, we'll get back here. And of course, make sure to get Jesse's wonderful articles over at gophnx.com that are mostly unlocked, as of course you all know. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us. And like I said, they give me bunny ears and stuff at the end of the show. I don't like it. So hurry up and get back here.
If you let me come back, I will come.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll discuss things. It's not going to be at the same rate, though. So the contract.
He's not getting a Bogart's contract.
Oh, man. We got to definitely negotiate now. I mean, the market might be through the roof for Jesse Friedman at this point. But all right, sir. Thank you so much. See you soon.
All right. See you guys.
See you, Jesse.
Rumor has it that PHNX Sun Devils is putting in a pretty big offer for Jesse Freeman.
I will say Jesse has a very projectable frame.
I know he's probably your number one priority.
What the hell?
Make sure you focus on your number one priority.
How much are you willing to give for Jesse?
I don't like this discussion.
You saw what the Padres offered?
I don't know. No, I'm not matching a deal like that. But
he's a very projectable frame.
I guess in the meantime, go read Jesse's article about the D-backs until he's stolen away by these monsters.
Not stolen. That's how free agency works. Oh, just pay more.
I hate it here so much. But
needed
of course,
a rebound and box out.
Get yourself a PHNX Diehards membership over at gophnx.com. That Diehards membership will get you a free hat, shirt every year, not to mention 20% off over at the phnxlocker.com. Also, get yourself some wonderful access to the D-backs Diehards Discord Lounge and all the Discord lounges. Best place to be an Arizona sports fan. And of course, we got what else? Events, discounts, everything. We got
an
discounts with our partners.
Event.
Amazing events.
Like a new amazing event.
What's the new amazing event?
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah, please
do.
Okay,
I'll tell you right now. So we're going to have an event called the Tea Party.
Let's go.
Tea. E-E.
Oh, I can't wear my Victorian outfit.
I mean, you could, Jacob. You could wear whatever you make.
No, I'm probably going to have a baby like the day before this happens, so I probably won't be there.
If the baby isn't there, the baby... Yeah. Jesus. Can we talk about that?
Right?
Jacob
God.
Always brings up his... Oh Jacob
God.
Always brings
babies
up his kid.
Every day, Jacob.
I just adopted a cat. You don't hear me talking about it.
Well, actually, you do talk about it.
You do talk about it.
I don't talk about it that much. People want to know about my cat.
Anyway.
I was trying to give Jacob a hard
This break. Is exactly what we're talking about. $45 per person for everyone, but $36 for you diehards, $106 per foursome, $120 for diehards. Kids 10 and under play free. And, of course, we're having the Suns watch party there, so make sure to join us. What did I do? What happened?
It's a lot more than that there, Derek. First of all, there's a free fucking kids clinic that we're putting on at the same time. So you can drop off your little kiddos on the green. Oh, they can do their thing while you go get shit-faced and hit a couple drives.
What was the pause there?
Yeah, he's like, what word am I going
to
use?
I was trying to think of the right word. I was going to say. And then you're also going to be able to watch the Suns versus the Timberwolves all at the same time. We actually have a basketball hoop out there that people will be able to chuck threes on and win prizes. It's going to be lit.
Crossed up, I saw.
Don't undersell shit again.
Are they going to lose by 30 again?
Whoa.
You know who didn't lose by a lot yesterday? The Sun Devils.
Damn straight.
That's all I'm saying. I need to throw that out there. But of course, join us for this wonderful event. We got golf towels ready.
Golf towels.
That way. There we go.
And I'm going to break out the bad birdie. It's going to be crazy.
And of course, be a D-backs and PHNX Diehards member. I can't see my computer.
Yeah, you don't need it.
That's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. But of course, you're watching us right now. Make sure to subscribe to the PHNX Sports YouTube channel. Sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss whenever we go live. If you're listening on your favorite audio podcasting app, please subscribe to us there. Leave us a review. We appreciate you for it. And of course, we appreciate Saul for never letting us forget that we didn't plug the new event. Speaking of which, by the way,
really liberally there.
I know we're talking about golf balls, but MLB has a problem with their balls.
Oh, yeah.
They got a problem
Aaron
with their
Judge,
balls.
Judge, the fraud. He's a fraud. 62 home runs, my ass. None of them counted. Put in asterisks. Keep him out of the hall because he's a cheater. Fuck him.
You know
fuck
the Goldilocks
Yankees.
Balls were like 95% during the playoffs, and that was like
– And they were only
– Correct.
But they were also only thought at Yankee Stadium.
Sure. Okay. So if you're not familiar with what they're talking about, according to a new report from Meredith Wills, who is a Society for American Baseball Research award-winning astrophysicist. She conducted a...
Smarter than me.
A little bit.
Low bar.
She analyzed more than 200 balls used in games during the 2022 season. And apparently, according to her research, there were three balls, gentlemen. Three balls used this season, which probably makes a lot of pitchers that were complaining about it in the beginning of the year very happy. They were finally justified in their accusations. But there was the dead ball, which was the lightest of all the balls at 114.58 grams. There was the juiced ball, which was the heaviest at 117.2 grams. Of course, this is just like, and then this comes along, the Goldilocks ball, which is just right.
Just get your balls right.
It's just right. It's just right. The right balls at 115.46 grams. Now, of course, this obviously... begs the question, why were there three different balls? Why were there three different balls implemented during the season? Especially one that just was right. And apparently, while the dead balls were used at the majority of baseball games, the Goldilocks balls were only found at Yankees games and marquee events such as the postseason or games where the ball had a commemorative stamp.
I could watch an entire baseball season of only where the Yankees are the only team in baseball and they lose every single game. I hate the Yankees more than I love baseball. It is. It fuels me. And nothing, like, you know, we already knew they were frauds because every single year they get to the postseason and Aaron Boone, who does not know how to manage a baseball team, specifically doesn't know how to manage a bullpen in the postseason, fucks it all up, and then they get eliminated from the playoffs.
Like the
Shout out the Dodgers, who also do the same thing, but yeah. At least they have a single ring in the last 15
sure,
years.
Sure, Mickey Mouse,
or what are we at? Last 10 years to write home about.
Fake baseball season ring.
Not only do they have a Little League baseball park that I could hit home runs out of in right field, now they're juicing balls for their 8-foot-tall, 500-pound linebacker of an outfielder that apparently needs all the help he can get to hit 62 home runs.
You know what's funny about that? And then in turn, then they had to pay him more money,
yeah.
Which is kind of
yeah.
a hilarious yeah. cell phone, I guess you could say. But takes me back to the steroid era, Jacob.
Did they make him in a factory?
No, it takes me back to the steroid era because I remember watching on SportsCenter one time them do a like deep dive conspiracy theory into how if the balls were made of leaner leather that they would go farther, and they brought in like a physicist to explain distance and, you know, how many balls fell on the warning track that season, and if they went a 0.2% farther distance that they would go for home runs. And like, here we are again, back to the balls being
they're trying
suspect.
To save baseball again.
No, they're not. They're trying to save the New York Yankees, which they can't even
do.
MLB is one of the fastest rising brands in America, right behind value cream cheese.
Great value cream cheese.
What are we doing?
Wait, have we not discussed that on the show?
We have not discussed MLB being one of the top brands.
This
but
is a
still.
False list. It's got to be a false list.
Oh, I 100% believe that they are not rising as fast as Great Value Cream Cheese. Here's the thing. How expensive is Philadelphia cream cheese, especially when compared
to Walmart?
I don't cheat my dairy. I don't cheat my dairy. If we're talking dairy, I'm getting the name brand stuff.
See?
Stuff like that.
For sure.
So people like you, are dying out, let me tell
apparently.
You, pal. But anyway.
Well, that's only some things. Normally, I'm pretty cheap, but... Unlike Aaron Judge, who had to get paid all this money after cheating for an entire baseball season. Fuck Aaron Judge. And also, he's probably juicing. Let's be real. He's probably juicing. No sources. Just me and my hatred for the Yankees as the one and only source.
Accusations. Just wild accusations.
At least my rant was like something that I felt strongly.
Wild accusation.
Were they wild, though?
No, not wild.
They were wild.
You were mad about a fictitious situation that no longer exists.
I mean, it was being reported.
Did not give him money.
I was joking about the steroids part.
No, you don't need to qualify.
Don't backpedal. There's a chance, though.
I've not walked back my statement. Do not walk back.
Well, but I know.
Statement.
But I was joking about that part. The other parts I was not joking about. Fuck the New York Yankees and their fraudulentness. fuck them. I get so worked up with my hatred for the New York Yankees. I cannot wait. There are two series I'm looking forward to this year. It is the Red Sox series against the D-back series. The Red Sox series and the Yankees series, because I can't wait to see just kind of what happens to the D-back series. And then to see the D-backs sweep the New York Yankees because they are a poverty franchise who hasn't done shit ever. Fuck the New York Yankees.
The throwing shade part.
Throwing shade was earlier. You missed that.
Yeah. I forgot they were going to be talking about this.
Well, of course, we thank you guys for being here. Make sure, if you haven't done so already, go throw some money over on DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm giving you our DraftKings pick of the week. I am taking the Raiders to cover the spread over the Rams because they're terrible. I'm also taking, I don't know, the over on points too, because I think there's just going to be a shit ton of points scored in this game. But you got any picks for tonight?
Sunday, 11 a.m. Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, Bills minus 10. My DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week, because it always is. It's the Bills spread every time.
I love it. Anyway.
Literally, Sean gets on the mic on the Coyote Show for his pick of the week, and everyone's just like, the Bills.
Yeah, like, yeah, we know what this is. Well, the Coyotes let us down 8-3.
Did they let you down?
Yeah. If they let you down, your expectations were too high.
Apparently, 8-2 loss was better than the Suns' loss.
Yeah, you're both terrible.
This whole season's about getting the first overall pick, but they won't even do that because this Arizona. It's just draft lotteries are not our friend.
No.
Have I ever told you how much I hate the New York Yankees?
Earlier.
Yes.
We'll just get this plane landed. Derek, this is the plane. Yeah, let's get it down the ground. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up with our code of PHNX and make some money. Bet a place a $5 pregame money line bet on any NBA team to win. I would tell you to bet on the Suns, but that's obviously not a good idea lately. And you will get $150 in free bets if your team wins. That's code PHNX only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Of course, we thank you guys again for joining us. On behalf of these monsters next to me, we always appreciate you. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at @Cap_Caveman with a K. This guy's at @Jacob_Franklin4. This guy's at @Sean_DePaz. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. The show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you guys so much for joining us. On behalf of Leah, Jesse, Jacob. By the way, it's not fair that someone that consumes as much marijuana as me gets replaced, his co-host replaced by someone with the exact same initials, but I have not fucked that up much. But anyway, on behalf of Jacob, Sean, all of us, we thank you guys for joining us. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you get paid $280 million.